Holy Spirit, we invite you into our presence this morning. We ask you to come and have your way with us this morning. We ask that you would come and meet with us. We ask that you would come and speak to us right at the very beginning of this year. Help us to encounter God today by your presence. So Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Move among us, we pray, this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, listen to this from Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14. It says this, Therefore, once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder. And listen to this from Psalm 111, verse 2. How amazing are the deeds of the Lord. All who delight in him should ponder them. And this from Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 5. Look around at the nations. Look and be amazed. For I am doing something in your own day. Something you wouldn't believe, even if someone told you about it. Now, I'm fully aware that I'm taking those scriptures out of the context that they were written in. But are you ready? Are you ready, Stroud Christian Fellowship, to be astounded? That deserves a response. Are you ready to be astounded? Are you ready to be wowed by God with wonder upon wonder? Are you ready to look and be amazed? So we're here at the start of yet another year. I'm not really one for New Year resolutions, although last year, at the beginning of 2024, I did resolve to read my Bible in a year, and which I can confirm that I completed back on Tuesday. But I do believe that God is moving in our nation and in our world as he begins to shake his church from her slumber, from her apathy, from her man-made rules and traditions. I do believe that God is moving in our nation and in our world because he wants to prepare his bride for the return of Jesus. I don't believe that it's just a coincidence that rogue leaders are being exposed for their erroneous ways at the very highest level in all denominations, and that mainstream leaders are being required to step down due to their handling of sensitive and difficult issues, even if you do respect them as leaders. And I do. Justin Welby is a good guy. I've listened to his teaching. He's a great, great guy. But he couldn't stay in that position due to his handling of those sensitive and difficult issues. And I hope that I'm wrong. But as God shines his light, I have a sense that more evil and more darkness is going to be exposed as he begins to shake his church, as he begins to shine the light on his church. But in doing so, it allows God to fill those areas with his light and his glory so that we can be astounded and wowed. The preceding verse to that scripture I read from Isaiah 29 says this, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules that they have been taught. Does God have our heart? Does God have my heart? Do I speak words of honor and worship toward him, but in reality my heart is elsewhere? And if I'm completely and brutally honest, and God wants honesty, then sometimes that is the case in my world. And I need to reset and ensure I come back to the heart of worship and make the main thing, to keep the main thing as the main thing, as Martin so ably reminded us during our Christmas service. And I suspect, if we're all willing to be honest, that is the case for all of us. But how do we make the main thing, to keep the main thing as the main thing, so that we can be astounded and wowed as we walk the tough paths of our faith journeys? How do we do that? How do we keep the main thing, to keep the main thing as the main thing? Well, I think we need to take on board the words of Taylor Swift. That renowned biblical scholar, Taylor Swift. And we need to begin to shake off our stinking thinking. We need to shake off our stinking thinking. You know, the enemy we face is very, very subtle. And he attacks us at our most weakest point. His main aim in our lives is to stop us from achieving all that God has intended us to achieve. That's his main aim, to stop us achieving all that God has intended us to achieve. He is a liar, and he wants us to believe the lies that he whispers in our ears so that we stay in that place of negative, stinking thinking. Because all of the time we remain in that place of stinking thinking, we're not focused on who we are in God. And so therefore we cannot be effective on seeing his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. All the while that we allow those lies to speak to us, we're not focused on who we are in God and cannot be effective, because we want to see his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Stinking thinking such as, I'm not good enough. I can't do that. It will never happen to me. Nothing ever goes right. And so what's the point in trying? I give up. I'm sick and tired. Stinking thinking. But I don't want to give the enemy any airtime today, because today is about being in a place where we can be astounded by God. But let's agree to shake off this stinking negative thinking and begin to speak and think the opposite because of who we are in Christ. Listen to this from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ. And listen to this. He seated us with him in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ Jesus. Just let that sink in for a moment. Just let that sink in for a moment. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ. If you take anything away from this morning, get a hold of that. Ask God for a revelation of what that really means. We are seated with him in heavenly places, looking down, not on people, but on situations. When we look at the same situations through the lenses of our own eyes, we just see hopelessness, stress, anxiety. But as we grab hold of this revelation that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ, then the evidence in our lives is that we think differently. We speak differently. We act differently because we are seeing those same situations as Christ sees them. Hope instead of hopelessness. Peace instead of anxiety and stress. Holy Spirit, give us revelation this morning. Give us revelation this morning that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ. Come and open our eyes. Help us to see through your lenses as we're sitting in heavenly places with Christ. And let us think differently. Let us speak differently. Let us act differently as we take that on board. Listen to this from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do some things, I can do many things through Christ who strengthens us. That's not what my Bible says. That's not what my Bible says. My Bible says this: I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Shake off the negative thinking that says I can't and begin to live life with a positive can-do attitude. I can do this, not in my own strength, but because Christ is with me and strengthens me. What is it this morning that God is nudging you to do that you've never perhaps had the courage or belief that you can achieve? Maybe, just maybe today, God is challenging you to dare to trust him and his word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Listen to this from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from everything not in conformity with his will and purpose. Let me just say that again. If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from everything not in conformity with his will and his purpose. Some of you need to hear that this morning. Some of you need to hear that this morning. You feel a failure because you constantly trip up and say things like, if people really knew what I'm like. And as a result, we walk our life journey with our heads down under a shadow of guilt placed over us by the enemy. But that scripture says we are forgiven and cleansed from everything that is not in conformity with his will and his purpose if we confess it to him. Maybe you know that, but you struggle to believe it. Let God bring revelation this morning so that you can shake off the stinking negative thinking, so that you can shake off the shadow of guilt that you walk under and begin to walk with your head held high, knowing that you are forgiven and cleansed from everything that is not in conformity with his will and purpose. You know, I love Phil Wickham's music. Some of you will know his songs. We sing some of his songs in church. I love his music. And actually, I'm looking forward to seeing him this year at Big Church Festival back later on in August. If you want to come, there's tickets available. But one of his most popular songs is called Canons, and we sing that a lot here at SCF. But it contains a statement that says, I'm so unworthy. I'm so unworthy. And whilst I understand the sentiment that this statement is trying to make, I never sing those words because they're not true. They're absolutely not true. not true. I'm so unworthy, complete rubbish. God says, as someone who has committed his life to follow Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to move in and through me, then I am worthy. Listen to this from Isaiah 43, verse 4. You are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. And this from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. For we are God's masterpiece. And this from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. You are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation. That's you and I, folks. That's who we are. We are worthy because of what Jesus has done. I could go on. But please hear me this morning. Please hear me this morning. I'm fully aware that we live in a real world, and that some of the things we carry, we have done so for many, many years. And actually, it's not that easy just to shake them off as they go very deep. But as I said right at the start of my talk this morning, I do believe that God is moving in our nation and in our world as he begins to shake his bride from the things that have held us back and prevented us from living fully in the way that he wants and designed us to. I firmly believe that he wants to astound us with wonder upon wonder as he prepares his bride for his return. Are you willing to be astounded? If you're willing to be astounded, then let him do the deep healing work that he wants to do in areas that you struggle with and have maybe carried for many, many years. Keep praying the prayers that you've prayed for many years. Don't give up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17 tells us to rejoice always, pray continually. Pray continually. And the words of Jesus himself from Luke chapter 18, verse 7, God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night. And don't carry the burden alone. Be willing to ask others to stand with you and pray for you. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. One of the scriptures I quoted right at the start of this morning was Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5. Look around at the nations, look and be amazed. For I am doing something in your own day, something you wouldn't believe, even if someone told you about it. Let's call upon the same God of Moses who opened up the ocean to astound us. Let's call upon the same God whose favor rested on Mary, a lowly, ordinary teenage girl, to astound us. Let's call upon the same God of David who made a nothing shepherd boy courageous to astound us. Let's call upon the same God of Daniel who shut the lions' mouths to astound us. Let's call upon the same God of Sarah who healed her barrenness to astound us. Let's call upon the same God of blind Bartimaeus who was given his sight to astound us. Let's call upon the same God of Peter who walked on water to astound us. He is the same God. He is the same God who answered prayers back then. Let's believe he will answer our prayers now. He is the same God who provided back then. Let's believe he will provide now. He is the same God who moved in power back then. Let's believe he will move in power now. He is the same God who healed back then. Let's believe he will heal now. He is the same God who saved back then. Let's believe he will bring a revival in our town now. He is the same God who freed the captives then. Let's believe he will free hearts now. If you've been stirred this morning, you need to activate that stirring. You need to activate that stirring. Now is not a time to be passive. And as a response this morning, we're going to share communion together as we move back into a short time of worship to close. So I'm going to invite Tracy and the band back up. Tracy's going to lead us in the time of communion. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Help us to shake off our negative, stinking thinking. Let us be willing to go deep. Let us be willing to be vulnerable so that you can move in our lives in areas that we've accepted as the norm, even though they're not your norm. Come and astound us. Come and begin to do something in our day. Come and do something we cannot believe possible.